Hi guys, this is Crystal Alexis, and this is the story of my first gangbang. When I was 19, I had hooked up with a stranger from an app that was not meant for that. I was too scared to go on a dating app in case someone found out, but looking back, it was just kind of crazy how it panned out. Anyway, I met up with him and he was disappointingly small, like he couldn't even get it in small. But still, like the good slut I am, I jerked him off and let him cover my pussy with his thick ropes of cum. I met up with him again because he promised to take me shopping, and he did, but only at a sex store, and he got me a vibrator that was more for show than anything else. It wasn't stronger than your cell phone. Like, for real. I didn't get it, but... anyway... at this point, I was content with never seeing him again, but I did. 8 more times to be exact, because he invited me to a party, and this party turned out to be just a straight up gangbang. He explained it to me like this. These two men set it up. One was there every week making sure that the party ran smoothly, and the other made the advertisements and posted online about it. And that most of these guys have been in the group for a couple months, and that anyone who doesn't act right is asked to leave and not be invited back. They stressed my safety. And honestly, I couldn't care less about it. All I could think about was all the cock that I would be taking, all the alcohol I'd be drinking. And honestly, it sounded like a party to me. So eventually I just told him I needed a bottle of rum and I'd do it. Although I probably could have asked for anything and I would have gotten it. These men were older, in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and I was a 19-year-old college student. My pussy was hot commodity. But the first night began with this hookup who was in his mid-50s and not my type. Oh, and has the smallest dick I've ever seen to this day, picked me up from my college dorm and drove me about 30 minutes north to the hotel. While I was drinking in the passenger seat, he briefed me. I was told that a hair tie on my wrist meant that the man couldn't come in me. I didn't have a wristband or a hair tie, and even though his stepdaughter's stuff was all over his van, neither did he. Apparently. "Are you on the pill?" he asked me as I turned on the blinker to merge. I looked over at him, taking a long hit of my vape, and nodded. "Then you should be fine. Some of the men will wear them anyways." He also told me that I had to bring my alcohol in a different container, that I could say no to any of the men there, that I could say no to anything they asked, and so on. I nodded along as my face began to grow warm. With each exit, I grew louder and louder, laughing and almost spilling my drink on my disappointingly sober driver. When we got there, I turned quiet, though. The motel was seedy and cheap, exactly the type of place you can expect a gangbang to take place. The room was on the second floor, so we walked up the flimsy stairs, located door 216, and knocked. We walked into the room, and it took a minute for my eyes to adjust to the dark. The only light was the glow of the TV set to the guide and the light from the bathroom with its door barely cracked. Everyone smiled at me, waving or getting up from one of the beds. Thoughts whirled in my head. Was another woman there before me? I'm only 19. Did they know and not care, or did they know and definitely care? Before I could ask, everyone crowded around me and seemed to hesitate. "I've never done this before, so you guys will have to take the lead." I forget what the first guy looked like, but I definitely remember he grabbing my shirt and lifting it above my head onto the floor. I wasn't wearing a bra. He got down to his knees and started biting and licking all over my tits. When he took my nipple into his mouth, I gasped and let out a long moan as he used his tongue, lips, and a little bit of teeth to make me very wet and very ready to take the 8 or so men in the room. Sometime during his turn, a black chubby man had me step out of my shorts and was playing with my pussy. He slipped a finger between my full lips and I felt him dance around my clit, not ever touching it, even when I tried to move him towards it. He was teasing me, and I didn't know it at the time, but that would become one of my biggest kinks. Tease and denial would be my second ex's favorite way to punish me. Back to the story. After having these two men solely focused on me, I decided to focus on them. I dropped to my knees and someone behind me kindly held my hair back as I began sucking the first dick put in front of me. He was loud, moaning, "Good girl, just like that, baby. Please swallow my cum like a good girl." That phrase made my pussy gush. He didn't last long in my mouth and I tasted and felt his cum as he finished. I instantly fell in love with his taste. Not all men taste good, but this guy did. I would suck him off a half a dozen more times before I finished with the parties. The man holding my hair let go and placed my hand on his dick. I looked up at him and he was one of the cutest there. White, with tattoos and dark hair with dark eyes. Husky but not fat. He was hot. Even though I was working both my hands, another guy, Latino with an average but girthy dick, came up to me and grabbed my hair to direct my head towards his cock. I paused jerking to take the tip of it into my mouth and slowly got it wet as I went down on him. This wasn't acceptable, apparently, and the man in my hands asked, "A slut like you can't handle two at the same time?" My cheeks turned red in front of everyone. I wasn't about to embarrass myself more so I jerked him slowly, teasing him, slowly building him up to an orgasm and then stopping. While I had tattoos in my hands and the Latino started pumping his hips, sliding his cock in and out of my mouth without anything required of me. Suddenly, the guy reached down and slapped me hard across the face. I stopped the blowjob too, confused. "You like to fuck around? I'm gonna come and you're not gonna be in control of that." His biceps flexed as he pulled me up from the ground onto my feet. Placing his hand on my back, he led me to the bed and roughly pushed me down on it. "All fours," he ordered. I awkwardly did so, not used to sex still and definitely not used to being on display like that. He got onto the bed next to me and I felt the tip of his cock enter my tight teen pussy. He wasn't fucking me that long before I came hard on his dick. Embarrassing? More like ecstasy. It was also the first time I came in front of another person. It was just so hot knowing all these strangers were jerking off to me and seeing me in my most vulnerable moment. Knowing, in the back of my mind, that they could overpower me if they wanted to. Someone else eventually started fucking my throat hard, not stopping when I gagged. I felt my eyes tear up. I never had this happen to me before. I was always in control when I gave head. Despite not being able to breathe, I loved choking on his cock. He took it out and I begged him to fuck my throat again. Knowing I was just a hole for him to dump his cum into got me to come again. He came after I did, and within a minute, tattoos came too. The Latino took his place and came twice, back to back. I heard he thought I wasn't on birth control and he wanted to make sure I got pregnant. Soon, my pussy was filled four more times and the cum from more than half a dozen men dripped out of me. Someone came in about 20 minutes before the party was supposed to end, and he turned out to be my favorite fuck, by far. He was black and about 5'10", but his cock was huge, biggest I've had. He's already hard and I'm on my back. I feel him lay his cock on me, like in porn, to show me how deep he'll be. When he finally put it in, after a couple minutes of dirty talk, I moaned. Loud. He started to fuck me, and I felt empty when he pulled out and stretched when he put it back in. I felt his cock go all the way in and used my legs to keep him there. It felt so good. I loved these parties. Someone snapped a pic as he started to fuck me faster than I expected. My face was frozen in lust as I came for the third time on this anonymous BBC. I was done after that, but he wasn't. And I couldn't stop him if he tried. So I let him fuck my near-virgin teen pussy until I felt his cum shoot out with a, "Take this, slut." I whimpered, my sensitive pussy magnifying everything. When he finished, everyone but my ride, me, and the one hosting left. I was told I'm welcome back next week or any week after that, and I smiled at John and said, "Let's see who shows up next week."